With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's a red. It is a red. And that has shocked the fans.
Well, I honestly can't say I'm surprised. That's a really ugly challenge from Jordan Elsie.
It's 10 men each for the final thrusts of this game. And Glory want more. David Williams to Ryan Williams. Wanderers scramble back. The crowd rises under Ryan Williams as he lifts in the cross. And it's a great defensive header.
Yes, and Aaron McInniff now joins us after the jubilation of Friday night here on Sports Day. Aaron, thanks for your time.
No problem at all, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Is that the most important goal you've ever scored in a game?
Certainly up there. The way the game had gone and how the game ended, I don't think too many games of football go that way, so it was definitely a special moment, and certainly one I won't forget.
Stacks on the mill too. Every player came from all parts of the pitch to congratulate you. I gather you were on the base of that pack. I'm surprised you actually survived because they came from everywhere jumping on you.
Yeah, look, we've got a great group of lads, to be fair, and scoring a last-minute winner, probably one of the best feelings in football, really. And, the way the boys all celebrated together, it shows a proper togetherness within the squad. And I suppose, I was at the bottom of it. took me a few minutes to catch my breath after, that's for sure.
I think I even saw the corner flag actually part of it as well. It was uprooted and was part of the celebrations with all the players jumping on you. Can I ask you, Jordan Elsie would have been a very relieved man come full time. To lose a man after only 2 minutes and play for the majority of the game with 10 men, it's not easy. How was Jordan post-match?
These things happen in football. Jordan, obviously, he was relieved that we went on to get the 3 points, and he actually texted me and he said he thanked me, and I just said, "Oh look, we're all in it together," and we there'll be plenty of more ups and downs, but we're all here for each other to get through it. And Jordan's an experienced player; he's a good player. He's played in the A League for years now, so. It's just one of these things in football, and then it was up to us as a team to dig in and try and dig Jordan out of a hole for his mistake.
Yeah, it was a careless tackle, there's no question, and some people certainly had their opinion on whether the referee was a bit harsh in putting up the red card straight away, but that's a discussion for another day. Have you got an opinion on it at all?
Yeah, to be honest, I think having watched it back, it is a red card, I think, but there was no malice in the challenge. I don't think Jordan's meant it. I think when I did watch it back, he maybe takes a step. His step forward is gone too far, and obviously goes down the back of the leg. But I don't think he's meaning to go down the back of the leg. I think he's just overstepped. When he was trying to judge the winger's touch, but. It didn't seem like there was any malice in it, and 2 minutes into the game, it would never have been that. It's just a mistake, and the referee's picked up on it. And I do think it's probably a red card.
Now, you've played many a game. You played with Derry City, Shamrock Rovers, Hearts, of course, in Scotland, and now Perth Glory. And you would have played in teams where they were down to 10 men, but I'm not sure you would have played in a game where you lost a player so early within the first 90 seconds of the match. But let me, watching the game, the team showed a lot of character. And in the end, I know when you look at the shots on goal, shots on target, possession, you're just scratching your head wondering, how did the Perth Glory get out of this? Because the statistics alone were very one-sided in relation to the Wanderers.
Yeah, look, when a team loses a man at any stage of the game, it gives the other team a lift. And, you know, for it to be so early, any betting man would say that there's only one team that's going to win this game. And, you know, we knew our game plan had to completely change. But I always felt like during the game that we were calm as a group and comfortable in what we were doing. You know, there was a lot of communication between the different units throughout the pitch. And, you know, we moved from side to side in the pitch really well, closed gaps and did a lot of defensive work. But, you know, for all the stats that Wanderers had, we actually did look at it back and, you know, they've only created like a handful of really, really good chances, you know, that should have been goals probably. But these things are going to come whenever you're down to 10 men. You know, the other team are going to get chances, and you sometimes do have to rely on a bit of luck, and we got that on the night. And then when the game ended up being evened up by the ref, you know, to be fair, I think we got a few chances even when it was 11-10. But then when the game did even up, I thought, you know, we were well in the ascendancy and we took a lot of confidence to go on and try and win the game.
Well, Western United, who were actually bottom of the league about 2-3 weeks ago, have had a pretty good run. They've just beaten Melbourne Victory by 2-1. So they've won 3 in a row after, you know, not winning a game, I think, in the previous 4. So all of a sudden, Western United now are sitting just outside the top 6 with 25 points. The Glory are on 23 points. You've dropped one bang because Western United have gone over the top of you. You're on 23 points. But 4 points out of the top 6 at this point in time. After going to that game on Friday night without a win in 6 games, 3 draws and 3 losses, you took on the Wanderers, who had won their last 3 games very convincingly. Would you say it was do or die for the side on Friday? Another loss, and maybe it could have been season done and dusted?
Well, firstly, I'd like to say it's a crazy league, you know. Any team can beat anyone. That's the way it seemed all season. It's very tight. And as you say, you know, a few wins, if you put a few wins together, you're right in the mix for the finals. And we certainly knew going into the game on Friday that it was huge for us, especially after the 2 games before that, Brisbane and Western United, because our preparation was really good for them 2 games. And I thought we played quite well in both of them and didn't get what we deserved, I thought. So, I mean, we only had one option, really, you know, if we wanted to try and hit our targets for the season. And we had to do it in a manner that we didn't think we'd be doing it, but we got the job done.
Yeah. All right. Finally, certainly performance like that can be character building, and you need that. Certainly would have done a lot for the squad with that win on Friday night. But it all will mean nothing. You're on the road this week. This Saturday you play the Newcastle Jets if you succumb to the Jets. You need to keep winning now, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's many football teams in the world that goes out on their football pitch to try and lose a game of football. So, you know, we've been doing everything we can since the game the other night in terms of recovery and getting ourselves right again. And we got the legs moved and trained today, and we'll be preparing all week for the Newcastle game. You know, I've came on against Newcastle at the start of the season, and I've watched a few of their games. They're a really good side, and they like to play good football. So, it'll be a tough test, but we'll focus on ourselves and make sure we're ready to try and get 3 points.
Good on you, Aaron. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for the providing the excitement there on Friday night. It was just really special. A lot of noise as well from the fans. Thanks for your time.
No problem at all. Hopefully we have many more nights like that.
Exactly. That's what the fans and the players and everybody would look forward to. Aaron McKenna joining us here on Sports Day. Thanks, Aaron, and we wish him the best of luck for the remainder of the season. Of course, football is here. Here is the Isuzu Ute A-League experience. It's live, and if you were there on Friday night, you would have experienced a special occasion. If you'd like to go along to the next Glory home game, it's against MacArthur on the 1st of April. Just search A-League tickets. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back and update everything that's happening in sport, all thanks to Tyre Power. This is Sports Day WA with Peter Vlahos here on SEN.